DeepEnglish.com. Can humans change? Active speaking, part B. Franz was on the ground refueling his plane when he saw the B-17 dive. What was Franz doing when he saw the B-17 dive? Franz was on the ground refueling when he saw the B-17 dive. He quickly jumped into his plane and caught up with the crippled U.S. plane. Was the plane crippled? Yes, the plane was crippled. Did Franz catch up to the crippled plane? Yes, Franz quickly caught up to the crippled plane. It was in a sorry state. What was in a sorry state? The plane was in a sorry state. Most of the guns were missing, the nose was blown off, and the radio room in the tail gunner's department were destroyed. Were most of the guns missing? Yes, most of the guns were missing. Was the nose blown off? Yes, the nose was blown off. What happened to the radio room in tail gunner's department? The radio room in the tail gunner's department were destroyed. Franz saw bloody icicles hanging from the tail gun and a dead airman slumped over it. What did Franz see hanging from the tail gun? Franz saw bloody icicles hanging from the tail gun. By this time, the plane was full of holes and Franz could see right through to the dead and wounded men inside. Was the plane full of holes? Yes, the plane was full of holes. Could Franz see the dead and wounded inside the plane? Yes, Franz could see the dead and wounded inside the plane. His duty as a soldier was to shoot the plane down, but he couldn't bring himself to do it. What was Franz's duty as a soldier? Franz's duty as a soldier was to shoot the plane down. Did he do his duty? No, he didn't do his duty. He couldn't bring himself to do it. Franz's commander once said, "Your fighter pilots, first, last, always. If I ever hear of any of you shooting at someone in a parachute, I'll shoot you myself." What did Franz's commander say he would do to Franz if he ever shot at someone in a parachute? Franz's commander said he would shoot Franz if he ever shot at someone in a parachute. Franz saw these wounded men as no different than men in a parachute. Did Franz see these wounded men as no different than men in a parachute? Yes, Franz saw these wounded men as no different than men in a parachute. Franz flew up to Charlie's window, and he saw a look of horror on his face. Did Franz fly up to the tail gunner's window? No, Franz didn't fly up to the tail gunner's window. Franz flew up to Charlie's window. Did he see a look of joy on Charlie's face? No, he didn't see a look of joy on Charlie's face. He saw a look of horror on Charlie's face. Charlie remembered the moment vividly. Who remembered the moment vividly? Charlie remembered the moment vividly. I sort of closed my eyes and shook my head as you would with a nightmare. I opened them again and he was still there. Did Charlie describe the experience as a nightmare? Yes, Charlie described the experience as a nightmare. What happened when he opened his eyes? When he opened his eyes, Franz was still there. Charlie and his helpless crew were terrified that the German plane would destroy them. Who was helpless? Charlie and his crew were helpless. Were they terrified? Yes, they were terrified. Why were they terrified? They were terrified that the German plane would destroy them. Franz looked at their frightened faces and said he saw the face of his brother. When Franz looked at their frightened faces, what did he see? When Franz looked at their frightened faces, he saw the face of his brother. Franz didn't just hold his fire. He flew alongside them to make sure that German anti-aircraft wouldn't shoot them down. Why did Franz fly alongside them? Franz flew alongside them to make sure that German anti-aircraft wouldn't shoot them down. The German anti-aircraft soldiers on the ground were surely confused to see the U.S. and German plane flying side by side, but Franz knew that his presence would prevent them from shooting. What did Franz know would prevent them from shooting? Franz knew that his presence would prevent them from shooting. After escorting them past the anti-aircraft guns, Franz took his extreme act of mercy one step further. Did Franz take it one step further? Yes, Franz took it one step further. Franz repeatedly mouthed the word Sweden to Charlie to try to persuade him to go there. What did Franz mouth? Franz mouthed the word Sweden. Who did he mouth the word Sweden to? He mouthed the word Sweden to Charlie. Why did he mouth the word Sweden to Charlie? He mouthed the word Sweden to Charlie to persuade him to go there. He didn't think that the damaged B-17 could make it back to Britain, and Sweden was just 30 minutes away. How far was Sweden? Sweden was just 30 minutes away. Did Franz think the B-17 could make it to Sweden? Yes, Franz thought the B-17 could make it to Sweden. Did he think they could make it to Britain? No, he didn't think they could make it to Britain. It was a neutral country, which would mean that Charlie and his crew would have to sit out the rest of the war if they landed there, but they would be safe. What country was neutral? Sweden was neutral. Would Charlie and his crew have to sit out the war if they went there? Yes, Charlie and his crew would have to sit out the war if they went there. Charlie was also worried that they wouldn't make it back to Britain, but he had no idea what Franz was trying to communicate to him. Was Charlie worried? Yes, Charlie was worried. What was Charlie worried about? Charlie was worried that they wouldn't make it back to Britain. What did Charlie think Franz was trying to communicate to him? Charlie had no idea what Franz was trying to communicate to him. Charlie told his crew that he was going to try to make the 400-kilometer journey back to Britain, but anyone who wanted to could parachute to safety. How far was the journey back to Britain? The journey back to Britain was 400 kilometers. Did Charlie decide to try to make it back to the U.S.? No, Charlie didn't decide to try to make it back to the U.S. He decided to try to make it back to Britain. Did he tell his crew that anyone who wanted to could parachute to safety? Yes, he told his crew that anyone who wanted to could parachute to safety.